from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Go ahead. Hit it. Breaking news.
95.7 The Game. Breaking news.
So here we go. We told every Warrior fan out there, every basketball fan, we'll keep our eyes out on Lauri Markkanen. Well, Shams Charania from The Athletic, and Tony Jones and Anthony Slater, just in, NBA All-Star Lauri Markkanen and the Utah Jazz are expected to agree to a massive long-term contract extension and sign Wednesday or later, making him untradeable for the entire 2024-25 season. Again, Lauri Markkanen and the Utah Jazz are expected to agree to a massive long-term contract extension and sign Wednesday or later, making him untradeable for the 2024-25 season. Also, Anthony Slater saying the trade discussion between the Warriors and Jazz never really revved back up to a serious degree after early July talks, per sources. Warriors have been under the impression recently that Markkanen planned to sign a long-term extension in Utah. Boom. There it is. Lauri Markkanen in Utah for at least next season. So he would not be wearing a Warriors uniform next season. So, you know, there's a couple things here that goes to my mind right away, Shasky. And I'm going to pass you the mic in just a second. But Slayer saying the talks never really revved back up in July. Then what was Draymond Green talking about last week, saying the deal was almost done, that would have crippled the Golden State Warriors?
I don't know.
There's all this lying going on all over. Not calling Draymond a liar, but there's all this stuff going on. All this smoke and everything.
Shut you talking to me.
Yeah, I was. Well, you know what? Next season.
Can I just get this off my chest? I mean, dick to hell with Danny Ainge. Screw him. No, seriously, screw him. Who does he think he is? He's never won anything.
Well,
I'm so done with Danny Ainge. Get out of here. Good luck. What are you even accomplishing?
Well, no.
We're in for Cooper Flagg, but we're also going to have all of these, veterans that want to win.
No. Don't do that.
No, I am.
Don't do that. No, don't do that. See, you're looking at it one way. Yeah, that's right. You're a disgruntled Warrior fan.
Yeah.
When this situation first came on the table, when did the Markkanen rumors really start?
I don't
start?
Know. I talked about it during the regular season. Yeah, he was a guy I identified.
No. It was box score watching at the end of the season. Box score watching.
Okay.
And everybody started box score watching, but you didn't bring it up
until
after.
You don't have league pass. I have league pass. I watch.
And what the first thing I ever said, whether it was the regular season, and it's not about being right or wrong, but
in this case it is.
I knew that dealing with Danny Ainge was going to be a problem.
He's so overrated.
But this is what he does.
Yeah.
Why are we surprised? Good. This is what he does.
Danny Ainge, this is what he does. He builds mediocre teams.
Well, he built the Celtics. They were pretty damn good for a long, long time. Long, long time.
They won one title.
But hey, title's a title. KG tore his knee up, and that was that. But I just thought Danny Ainge wants everything. And under, he wants 5 picks, unprotected. He wants everybody, the whole core. He wants it all. And you know what? I'm going to be consistent. I never believed Lauri Markkanen was worth it.
I wanted him for the right price.
I never believed Lauri Markkanen was going to make this team better. Now I'm excited to see, you know what? Kuminga, Moody, Pods, TJD alongside Draymond. You can laugh all you want. At least I get to see it.
You're not that excited about that.
I am excited. Really? I want to see what it looks like for the first 2 months.
What is that team?
I don't know what that team is. I'm excited to see Kuminga get some runway. I'm excited to see Moses Moody get some playing time. I'm excited to see Pods get an elevated role. Let's see what DeAnthony Melton does. I never wanted to break up this core, and now finally you got your books in order. So now the pivot is, you're in play for every other superstar that becomes disgruntled. You can make a package later on.
So we're just spinning the wheel?
I've been consistent with this. I'm not even being funny.
No, well, no, but I mean, like, we're spinning the wheel on stars.
I want to, it's like, speak Brandon for yourself. Ingram. Speak for yourself. No, I didn't say Brandon Ingram. Butler. I never said Jimmy Butler. I want to see this team as is. Because a lot of you guys, including you, told me this team right now on paper is better than last year anyway. That team won 46 games.
They were the 10th seed.
They won 46 games, man.
Okay. You were the 10th seed.
46 games a year before, but it got you a 5 seed.
Okay.
So, so you know what I'm saying? So I never wanted Lauri Markkanen. So I'm relieved this didn't even go down. And you're still in position over the next 3 months to make a deal for another player that becomes disgruntled. But at least we finally get to see the young. Right? What were we bitching and moaning about with the Giants all year? We want to see the youngsters.
Have Steph Curry in his prime.
Steph Curry's not in his prime?
Well, okay.
He's still a great player.
Okay. The Giants don't have the greatest player in franchise history, Wilt notwithstanding.
Okay.
So that changes the whole algebra.
Lauri Markkanen was going to make them better. No, you never watched Lauri Markkanen play. But, you don't even know who he is. He's a 7-foot three-point shooter.
It doesn't matter what Joe Shasky wants. It matters what Steph Curry wants. Because you know what the next breaking alert will be? Like, is Steph Curry disgruntled with the progress that the Warriors have made? He's told you 4 times this offseason alone that, like, he don't want to be on a loser. He wants to be on a winner.
Do you think this team is a loser right now?
I don't think they're much better than they're incrementally better in the margins than what they were last year, which I don't think is enough progress to really satisify what he would like to accomplish.
But you're out that first and second apron, and you got some wiggle room now. Let's go to Uncle Gene in Oakland. Uncle Gene, what's happening?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey, fellas. First of all, I am so relieved that we don't get to talk about Markkanen anymore.
Thank you. Me too. Oh,
that's
my
great
gosh.
News, man.
Great news.
Yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, and I'm with you. I want to see what the guys can do now with what we've got. I think we are at least marginally better. I don't see any way for us to get tremendously better. I don't see any superstars out on the horizon that we can grab right now. I think we got to do this from within. But anyways, I want to talk about Ayuk. So listen, I'm going to say what I've been saying all along. Ayuk will sign. All right. This is the same story, same movie we've been watching, you know, with Warner, with Kittle, with Debo and Bosa last year. These things drag out. This is their style of negotiation. I don't particularly agree with it, but that's what they do. So, you know, it's gamesmanship, and, you know, this will go down to the wire. I'm going to guess within the next 7 to 10 days, there will be a contract signed by Ayuk for 3 years, $28 million a year average, and probably somewhere around $35 to $40 million guaranteed, because nothing else works.
Yep.
Cleveland with Cooper does not work. Too much money, and it's a step down. Pittsburgh doesn't have anything we want. There won't be any trades there. So, and why would Ayuk want to step away from his best chance to win a Super Bowl? So this is going to happen. It's once again, this is all show play, and it'll get done, and he'll be on the team.
Good call, Uncle Gene. Look, there's a lot we could go here. Your mic's off.
I don't think 35 or 40 million is getting it done. It's guaranteed. Do you? For Ayuk?
Yeah, he's going to need a little more than that. we'll see. We'll see about that.
Love Uncle Gene.
888-957-9570 is the number. You know, 415, I did not want Lowry marketing. I've been consistent in that at all times. If you listen to every damn show for the last 5 months about Lowry marketing, hell, it goes back to the first month of the season with Joe Spadoni sitting here. I'm looking at the Laker-Jazz game on a Tuesday night, and then they had a back-to-back with them saying, Lowry marketing gets a hype in the Western Conference with all these bigs in the conference? So 415, check your sources. I know what I say. I know when I'm wrong. I know what I say, and I stand by what I say.
When was the last time you were wrong?
I'm wrong a long time. I'm wrong a lot.
So I've got something on my side.
I'm wrong a lot. I don't care, but I don't care about that. You guys focus on that stuff. I know what I say, though. I stand on what I say. Clowns out there. There's a lot of clowns out there. A lot of them. Face paint all day long, every damn day. So when people started bringing up Lowry marketed, I knew damn well nobody even watched Lowry marketed.
Well, we wanted him for the right price. Wiggins and some change.
Yeah, and what did I say from day one? This is Danny Ainge. Okay. Know your personnel. Yeah. Know your people.
You
this
also like said you're open-minded to it if the stars want it.
To start, yeah, if Curry wants it, then whatever. What are you going to do? But did Curry want it?
It sounds like they did.
I don't know if Curry wanted Lowry marketed.
Well,
I don't know if he did.
I know he doesn't want to go from fringe playing team to lock playing team.
There's no doubt about that. There's no doubt about that. Well, are they a lock to be a playing team? No faith in Kuminga? No faith in Moody?
I mean,
no faith in Pods? TJD? Looney being in shape? By the way, shout out to Looney. He was down there at BMO Stadium watching the fights down in L.A. Good times. Are people really deflated over this?
What?
888-957-9570. Warrior fan, Niner fans, open lines. Are Warrior fans really deflated about Lowry marketing? Are you disappointed?
It just meant a little bit of hope. And not that he's the... No one thinks he's the end-all, be-all, but we just think he was an upgrade. Like, I'm sorry, like, the Q rating on Wiggins is, like, historically low. I mean, the Japan stock market thinks that Wiggins' value is very low right now, for crying out loud, you know? Like, come on, man. Like, let's just call it what it is.
I think there's still some hope in this current Warriors roster.
We like Kuminga, we like Pods. No, I think
there's a lot to like about this current Warriors team.
Yeah.
I don't think you need Lowry Markkanen to get super excited about this year's Warriors team. I feel if anything, you're looking at maybe a slight lateral move if they had moved off whatever the Jazz were wanting for Lowry Markkanen. I think if you were like the Venn diagram of like deals that the Warrior fans would have been okay making and the Jazz would have made is two separate circles.
Like if you're just looking at, I think the majority of baseline Warrior fans that are casual are going to be like, so you lost Clay and you brought in some randoms. Okay.
Not a randoms. I thought you liked Buddy Buckets.
I mean,
I thought you liked D'Anthony Melton. I know I do.
Okay. If people are barely watching Lauri Markkanen, I doubt that they're like tapped in on.
Speak for yourself. There's a lot of basketball fans out there. I think we have a rather good basketball audience. Speak for just because you don't watch League Pass doesn't mean everybody else doesn't watch League Pass.
DeAndre Melton could go into
DeAnthony Melton,
could go into the sales room right now, introduce himself as DeAnthony Melton, and everyone would forget his name. Well, who are these
sales?
Out.
Our sales staff? They barely watch the Warriors.
But that's my point.
That's them. They're casuals.
That's what makes up a lot of fan bases.
Well, that's unfortunate. I don't know. I don't know what that world is like. I don't know what that world is like. The world I've revolved in is that, yeah, Lauri Markkanen is cool, but he's not worth 4 or 5 unprotected picks, Pods, Kuminga, and Wiggins. Like, that's not it. That's not it. That's not it. So Lauri Markkanen, in case you're just tuning in, today was the day that we were going to find out. Lauri Markkanen has decided that he's going to sign a long-term deal with the Utah Jazz, but he would do it either tomorrow or later, which means he's ineligible to be traded this season.
You reap what you sow, brother.
If he would have signed yesterday or today, that would have meant that he's eligible to be traded the day to trade deadline. So, is anybody tripping themselves over Lauri Markkanen? Anybody butthurt or deflated?
Well, no, I just think that it signified that they were going to make some moves in the offseason. And I think the fact that you didn't make the move, it's not the move itself. It's what it kind of, you know, metaphorically represents, you know, like, slow-mo? Which is like big change. I think a lot of people just wanted big change in the offseason.
They just want the home run to move.
Well, they just wanted kinda a move. Like, they wanted a move.
They wanted a move. They made moves, though. Did they not?
What's that?
Did they not make moves?
Well, yeah, around the outside, you know. I mean, you know, changing some of the pots and plants in the backyard doesn't necessarily mean that you've renovated the house, does it?
The price is way too high, man.
Oh, I agree.
Danny Ainge ain't no dummy, man. Let's go to AT Sunnyvale.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.